Blog Talk Radio.
We are friends with an asterisk. All because of a stupid risk. Now I'm seeing stars. I'm seeing stars. Asterisk. We are friends with an asterisk. My insides twist. This feels bizarre. This is bizarre. Asterisk.
It is Sunday, the 6th day of January in the year 2019, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, adult media publisher Sandra London of livinggrind.com, broadcasting for you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California. Playtime with Sandra Radio is available to you via Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, digital podcasts, and New Group and Rhythm, a.k.a. Naked Girls Radio. The song you just heard at the top of the hour is called Asterisk by a group named Bored with Four. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year 2019. I hope your new year has started off well. And happy Golden Globes viewing for any Golden Globes viewers out there. The song I will put up next is... And there's quite a few new songs I'll be playing tonight. I was listening to some different songs on freemusicarchive.org earlier this afternoon, and I happened to like several French songs, so I hope you're into that. But I'll mix it in with plenty of English language and no language, just instrumental type of songs as well. But I hope you enjoy what I've picked out for this evening. The next song is Des Rêves by PR2B.
Je suis dans la vie comme dans mes rêves, et quand je crève, je suis le cri de qui me croit ou qui me prie. Je suis comme ça dans la vie, je renie jusqu'à mon sang et je ne sens plus qui je suis. Il n'y a plus d'innocent. J'aimerais dire que je sais ma route et que je ne doute que quand j'ai bu, mais vu que je suis à nu, plus personne avec qui ruminer mes envies et vivre sans avoir l'air. J'ai comme un courant d'air derrière la vie, mon frère pleure de me voir si triste. Il était 5h et je me lève en sortant mon lit. Je n'ai pas dormi aussi mal que depuis la nuit où j'avais rêvé avoir tué de son poing un homme, femme avec une âme que j'avais trouvée là sur le sol. Mes jours se suivent et ne se ressemblent que par leurs bêtises. Je n'attise pas le feu, mais je veux qu'on me dise pourquoi la vie est une pute, pourquoi veut-elle qu'on l'écoute pour nous pousser vers la chute avec l'amour dans les côtes. Je ne cède pas, mais j'aimerais être un peu plus forte pour me battre contre ceux qui nous préféreraient mort. Et voilà les amis qui se rangent à la vie bourgeoise. Je dérange les ardoises et je casse les armoires. J'ai pris le métro et j'ai vu la peur dans leurs yeux. Ils ne fuient plus, ils se flippent tous et les types courent celui qu'on tue. Ils ne regardent plus que leur smartphone.
With my headphones on, it's just me and the world that I see and the thump and the beat. Every day goes on, every week, from the tongue to the cheek, I'ma roll with the freaks. Come out for the night, keep pace with the moon. Tied to the beach, penthouse to the streets, trim life, pays bills, cut grass with my cleats. Beast mode till I reach end zone, celebrate, eyes closed while I think, just think that this life is a peach, thin slice on top of a cake so it's sweet. Each bite is uniquely vibrant, alive on the edge of your seat.
Just wait,
yo. He's nice with his feet when he dips in the well, but mine runs deep.
So,
and if the well runs dry, then I die. And the earth where I stand is the dirt that I lie in. Yo. But it never really does, cause the brainstorm comes like an alcoholic buzz. Who got the jalapeno verses? Water from my well cools the mouth down surface. Ice cold when I'm nervous, spoke real clear. Get me, you heard it. And if the well runs dry, then I die. And the earth where I stand is the dirt that I lie in. Yeah, but it never really does, cause the brainstorm comes like an alcoholic buzz. Who got the jalapeno verses? Water from my well cools the mouth down surface. Ice cold when I'm nervous, spoke real clear. Get me, you heard it. There's a thing called purpose, and I know what mine is. A message in the bottle, walk deep inside it. I represent myself, no need to hide it. I'm gliding, mixing my tone up with my diving. Obviously rhyming, enchanting Spanglish. Double, double up what I've learned to manage. I never cover up with a simple bandage. I fix what's wrong if my soul is damaged. So bang this, hanging out the window hot. We tribe, homie, that's the OG rock. I've been here, let the record show who. Well connected network, network block. Roots lazy, so we grow big crops. We know what we love, so the beat won't stop. In tune with the truth, where there's water in the well, then the buds swell and the song sells, why not? And if the well runs dry, then I die. And the earth where I stand is the dirt that I lie in. Yeah, but it never really does, cause the brainstorm comes like an alcoholic buzz. Who got the jalapeno verses? Water from my well cools the mouth down surface. Ice cold when I'm nervous, spoke real clear, get me, you heard it. And if the well runs dry, then I die. And the earth where I stand is the dirt that I lie in. Yeah, but it never really does, cause the brainstorm comes like an alcoholic buzz. Who got the jalapeno verses? Water from my well cools the mouth down surface. Ice cold when I'm nervous, spoke real clear, get me, you heard it.
Back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your host, Sandra London of LivingGrind.com. The songs you just heard were De Rêve by PR2B, Kung Fu by Border 4, same band from the top of the hour, and after that you heard Mind Runs Deep by the Polish Ambassador and Marv Ellis. So the call in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And you're welcome to call in during the broadcast, which will last until 9:30 p.m. Pacific time. The song up next I will do will be let me get to it. Letters are little these days. When I got my eyes checked like 2 years ago, my vision had gotten substantially worse than it had been before, and I think it got a little bit worse lately. I gotta go see. Who knows? Anyway, the song I will play right now is Tu Connais Babar by Mok, and it's an instrumental. No words. Here you are.
My apologies in that band, but I need some, like, urgent assistance. Yes, any emergency operator will do. No, I do not have a preference. That's not what I meant. I'm sorry. Honestly, please, anyone, just, yes, okay, I'll hold, but please help me. This, I believe it is an owl. Keeps slapping me at my gardener repeatedly. Ow! No, I was saying ow, but there's also indeed an owl. Ow! No, I am not under the influence of any illicit substance or knowing consumption of any, to my best knowledge of this statement. Ow! My eyes! Why? Why? No! Oh.
Huh?
No, that was me speaking American English. Onomatopoeia. Okay. Yeah, no, that wasn't English originally, anyways. Greek, maybe? A description? One of my eyes is now swollen shut, but he, I think, yes, he appears to be a he and is cloaked, masked, colored? No, I am not making a prank call. No, I'm not a member of a racist organization. What the? I'm doing the best I can. No, he did not make any audibly threatening statements. His gestures just landed on my face without warning. I don't know if he's prone to Tourette's or whether he has epilepsy. No, I did not see a driver's license or proof of identity. Yes, I apologize for making this assumption. Yes, I understand your admonition. Can you just listen? Or did someone over here, please, please, pretty please? It is possible. The subject's name is... Black! No, I am not making racist statements. Wait, are you serious? No, I am not making racist statements. Wait, are you serious? Oh, no. The subject just hugged me with their wings? No, I'm not a fundamentalist orthodox member of any sect or private club, I don't think. No, I'm not using slang. I'm describing the best of my... No, I did not attempt to procure nor solicit sex from the subject. I said sect. S-E-C. Ow! No, the subject is not propositioning me on the street. As far as I know, anyways. I was on my way home from work at a job. That is indoors. Like, literally, literally. Ow! Really? Okay. Yes, I'll hold, but please hurry. I think the subject understands the English language. Why? Oh, wait. I'm not on hold? Well, because the subject is now hugging me tighter ever since I said hold. Ow! I don't know who.
Thank you.
moissonné à l'hiver de la gaieté. La discorde pour les jours de fierté. Oh, certaines sont l'époque et les peurs, l'encre coule et dures sont les labeurs. Je lui offrirai un compagnon, je donnerai des plantes à mon poisson. Le plancher craque et le saut.
Featuring yours truly, Sandra London of Living Grind and Jenny P. Blanket. And Augustus Pablo, Dub Rockers Radio by the Dub Legion, and Moisonne by Giselle Papp. The call in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Let's see, so next I will do, sorry y'all, I didn't choose it ahead of time, let's see, hold on, let's do, where did it go, anyway, so I'm looking for the songs on my current list right now. I'll just share some movies that I've seen over, I guess, the holidays that were pretty good. I'm sure there's more that I have seen that I'm not thinking of at the moment, but right off the top of my head, I saw Vice, which was pretty good. I love Christian Bale, so I love pretty much anything that he does. I saw Phantom Thread, and I love Daniel Day-Lewis, so I love pretty much anything he does. I also saw Bird Box with Sandra Bullock as the lead, and Hereditary, which was extremely unsettling, but very interesting as a whole. I enjoyed watching that. And okay, for one of my Christmas gifts, I received the H.H. Holmes, The True History of the White City Devil, written by New York Times bestseller Adam Saltzman. And I had asked on Twitter if I could interview him, and he said yes. This was like a few months ago, but I want to read the book completely first before I do that so I can be an informed interviewer. And I have begun this book, so stay tuned for that. I'm just going to pick something really cute in like 1 second. Let's do... Okay, here we go. It's a huge list of songs, and like right now, it's like just weird. Hold on. Hold on. Well, I know I like this song, so let me play this one. I'll do Honey by Frail, and I'll be right back with you.
Thank you. 20 juillet 2014. J'ai mal au genou droit. Je marche et je comprends. Le calme a pris le dessus. La vie a déserté la grande ville. Paris n'est plus qu'une coquille vide. Je n'aperçois même plus le faible à mes pieds, ni le fort intérieur cuir. Entre le SDF et le contrôleur du métro, ma bourse est délestée. À croire qu'ainsi vont les 20 juillet. Entre soif et la rica, entre soi et la roquette, je pense à fumer la moquette. Si seulement les SDF en avaient. Direction insistée, ouverture décentralisée. J'entame mon sandwich climatisé. Davantage de technologie dans un pouce carré de chicken cheese que dans l'habitacle de la Clio année 1994. Ingénierie alimentaire pour mon ego, pour mon égal, pour mon santé, pour mon ego, pour mon égal, pour mon santé. Écouteurs dans les oreilles, le son est en mono. Foutue technologie, je ne serai sourd que de l'oreille gauche. Les cours sont au top, l'Allemagne a gagné. Viva la Mannschaft et la BCE. Overdose de sel, overdose de l'Ouest. Dans 5 mois l'hiver, viens, on se prend un trimestre. Overdose de sel, overdose de l'Ouest. Dans 5 mois l'hiver, viens, on se prend un trimestre. J'ai mal au genou droit. Climatisé. Ingénierie alimentaire. Terre. Climatisé. Entre soi et la roquette. Et je vis. Sans oublier de boire et d'aimer. Et je vis avec Jimi Hendrix et ma petite poupée. Je vis, je t'aime.
Screaming, growl. Your boy still hungry, got a spot down in Tennessee. grape full of Hennessy. Case for my enemy. Swag like a Kennedy. Now they feelin' me. Rock Kim, Eric B. Poet and I know it, motherfuck. What you telling me? So holla.
If you feel me, go to church. Buy my paper, fuck your haters. That's for whatever it's worth. Kygo, fast and furious, about to make a film. Oh, it's gonna start your bitch's titties with my fingers in her trim. Music turned up to the max. Yep. No love left in her heart. She a queen all in your dream. My tarot jizz right when she pops. If she swallow, she can follow. Country boy from Chicago. From bitch loose at work for peanuts. You can call me Ricky Ricardo. Plus we overseas and we touring. Treat rappers like they maturing. All these niggas swear they the shit. I piss over them with my urine. Terrorize these hoes. My name should be Bin Laden. Got a loud pack of that strong. Keep it off in my bottom. You got problems where I got Nina. Post it off in my truths. When them stairs in your discussion, make them holler like some gyros. Me and BFM on business. My gang ties well suspenders. We live life off of them women. Pull your main thing at your limit.
We got bottles open.
And we're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com. You just heard Honey by Frail, Vangerie de Mocatore by Mihuma, and Paula by Babyface Monster featuring Roaches. So I'm going to play an excerpt from an audio recording of Gone with the Wind, Chapter 1, the epic, famous novel. So settle in and enjoy, and there will be more music on the way after that. But here you are, Gone with the Wind, an excerpt from Chapter 1, read aloud by yours truly, Sandra London of livinggrind.com.
America's most beloved epic novel, Gone with the Wind, by Margaret Mitchell. Part 1, Chapter 1. Scarlett O'Hara was not beautiful, but men seldom realized it when caught by her charm, as the Charlton twins were. In her face were too sharply blended the delicate features of her mother, a coast aristocrat of French descent, and the heavy ones of her florid Irish father. But it was an arresting face, pointed of chin, square of jaw. Her eyes were pale green, without a touch of hazel, starred with bristly black lashes and slightly tilted at the end. Above them, her thick black brows slanted upward, cutting a startling oblique line in her magnolia white skin. And that skin, so prized by Southern women, and so carefully guarded with bonnets, veils, and mittens against hot Georgia suns. Seated with Stuart and Brent Charlton in the cool shade of the porch of Tara, her father's plantation, that bright April afternoon of 1861, she made a pretty picture. Her new green flowered muslin dress spread its 12 yards of billowing material over her hoops and exactly matched the flat-heeled green Morocco slippers her father had recently bought her from Atlanta. The dress set off to perfection the 17-inch waist, the smallest in three counties, and a tightly fitting basque showed breasts well matured for her 16 years. But for all the modesty of her spreading skirts, the demureness of hair netted smoothly into a chignon, and the quietness of small white hands folded in her lap, her true self was poorly concealed. The green eyes and the carefully sweet face were turbulent, willful, lusty with life, distinctly at variance with her decorous demeanor. Her manners had been imposed upon her by her mother's gentle admonitions and the sterner discipline of her mammy. Her eyes were her own. On either side of her, the twins lounged easily in their chairs, squinting at the sunlight through tall, mint-garnished glasses as they laughed and talked, their long legs booted to the knee and thick with saddle muscles crossed negligently. 19 years old, 6 feet 2 inches tall, long of bone and hard of muscle, with sunburned faces and deep auburn hair, their eyes merry and arrogant, their bodies clothed in identical blue coats and mustard-colored breeches. They're as much alike as two bowls of cotton. Outside, the late afternoon sun slanted down in the yard, throwing into gleaming brightness the dogwood trees that were solid masses of white blossoms against the background of new green. The twins' horses were hitched in the driveway, big animals, red as their master's hair, and around the horses' legs quarreled the pack of lean, nervous possum hounds that accompanied Stuart and Brent wherever they went. A little aloof, as became that aristocrat, lay a black-spotted carriage dog, muzzle on paws, patiently waiting for the boys to go home to supper. Between the hounds and the horses and the twins, there was a kinship deeper than that of their constant companionship. They were all healthy, thoughtless young animals, sleek, graceful, high-spirited, the boys as meddlesome as the horses they rode, meddlesome and dangerous, but withal sweet-tempered to those who knew how to handle them. Although born to the ease of plantation life, waited on hand and foot since infancy, the faces of the three on the porch were neither slack nor soft. They had the vigor and alertness of country people who have spent all their lives in the open and troubled their heads very little with dull things and books. Life in the North Georgia county of Clayton was still new and, according to the standards of Augusta, Savannah, and Charleston, a little crude. The more sedate and older sections of the South looked down their noses at the upcountry Georgians, but here in North Georgia, a lack of the niceties of classical education carried no shame, provided a man was smart in the things that mattered. And raising good cotton, riding well, shooting straight, dancing lightly, squiring the ladies with elegance, and carrying one's liquor like a gentleman, were the things that mattered. In these accomplishments, the twins excelled, and they were equally outstanding in their notorious inability to learn anything contained between the covers of books. Their family had more money, more horses, more slaves than anyone else in the county, but the boys had less grammar than most of their poor cracker neighbors. It was for this precise reason that Stuart and Brent were idling on the porch of Tara this April afternoon. They had just been expelled from the University of Georgia, the fourth university that had thrown them out in 2 years, and their older brothers, Tom and Boyd, had come home with them, because they refused to remain at an institution where the twins were not welcome. Stuart and Brent considered their latest expulsion a fine joke, and Scarlett, who had not willingly opened a book since leaving the Fayetteville Female Academy the year before, thought it just as amusing as they did. "I know you two don't care about being expelled, or Tom either," But what about Boyd? He's kind of set on getting an education, and you two have pulled him out of the University of Virginia and Alabama and South Carolina and now Georgia. He'll never get finished at this rate. Oh, he can read law in Judge Parmalee's office over in Fayetteville. Besides, it doesn't matter much. We just had to come home before the term was out anyway. Why? The war, Goose. The war is going to start any day, and you don't suppose any of us would stay in college with the war going on, do you? You know there isn't going to be any war. It's all just talk. Why, Ashley Wilkes and his father's whole pod just last week about that our commissioners in Washington would come to an amicable agreement with Mr. Lincoln about the Confederacy. And anyway, the Yankees are too scared of us to fight. There won't be any war, and I'm tired of hearing of it. Not going to be any war? Why, honey, of course there's going to be a war. The Yankees may be scared of us, but after the way General Beauregard shelled them out of Fort Sumter the day before yesterday, they'll have to fight or stand branded as cowards before the whole world. Why, the Confederacy... If you say war just once more, I'll go in the house and shut the door. I've never gotten so tired of any one word in my life as war, unless it's secession. Pa talks war morning, noon, and night, and all the gentlemen who come to see him about that shout about Fort Sumter and states' rights and Abe Lincoln until I get so bored I could scream. And that's all the boys talk about, too, that and their old troop. There hasn't been any fun at any party this spring because boys can't talk about anything else. I'm mighty glad Georgia waited till after Christmas before it seceded, or it would have ruined the Christmas parties, too. If you say war again, I'll go in the house. She meant what she said, for she could never long endure any conversation of which she was not the chief subject. But she smiled when she spoke, consciously deepening her dimple and fluttering her bristly black lashes as swiftly as butterflies' wings. The boys were enchanted, as she had intended them to be, and they hastened to apologize for boring her. They thought nonetheless of her for her lack of interest. Indeed, they thought more. War was men's business, not ladies', and they took her attitude as evidence of her femininity. Having maneuvered them away from the boring subject of war, she went back with interest to their immediate situation. What did your mother say about you two being expelled again? The boys looked uncomfortable, recalling their mother's conduct 3 months ago when they had come home by request from the University of Georgia. Well, said Stuart, she hasn't had a chance to say anything yet. Tom and us left home early this morning before she got up. And Tom's laying out over at the Fontaines while we came over here. Didn't she say anything when you got home last night? We were in luck last night. Just before we got home, that new stallion Ma got in Kentucky last month was brought in, and the place was in a stew. The big brute, he's a grand horse, Scarlet. You must tell your Pa to come over and see him right away. He'd already bitten a hunk out of his groom on the way down here, and he'd trampled two of Ma's darkies who met the train at Jonesboro. And just before we got home, he'd about kicked the stable down and half-killed Strawberry, Ma's old stallion. When we got home, Ma was out in the stable with a sack full of sugar, smoothing him down and doing it mighty well, too. The darkies were hanging from the rafters, pop-eyed. They were so scared. But Ma was talking to the horse like he was folks. And he was eating out of her hand. There ain't nobody like Ma with a horse. And when she saw us, she said, in heaven's name, what are you four doing home again? You're worse than the plagues of Egypt. And then the horse began snorting and rearing, and she said, get out of here. Can't you see he's nervous, the big darling? I'll tend to you four in the morning. So we went to bed, and this morning we got away before she could catch us and left Boyd to handle her. Well, do you suppose she'll hit Boyd? Scarlett, like the rest of the county, could never get used to the way small Miss Charlton bullied her grown sons and laid her riding crop on their backs if the occasion seemed to warrant it. Beatrice Charlton was a busy woman, having on her hands not only a large cotton plantation, 100 Negroes and 8 children, but the largest horse-breeding farm in the state as well. She was hot-tempered and easily plagued by the frequent scrapes of her 4 sons. And while no one was permitted to whip a horse or a slave, she felt that a lick now and then didn't do the boys any harm. Oh, of course she won't hit Boyd. She never did beat Boyd much because he's the oldest, and besides, he's the runt of the litter. That's why we left him at home, to explain things to her. God almighty, Ma, to stop licking us. We're 19 years old and Tom's 21. She acts like we're 6 years old. Will your mother ride the new horse to the Wilkes barbecue tomorrow? She wants to, but Pa says he's too dangerous. And anyway, the girls won't let her. They said they were going to have her go to one party, at least like a lady. Ride in the carriage. I hope it doesn't rain tomorrow. It's rained nearly every day for a week. There's nothing worse than a barbecue turned into an indoor picnic. Oh, it'll be clear tomorrow and hot as June. Look at that sunset. I never saw one redder. You can always tell weather by sunset.
Their minds
And we're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sonia Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LivingGrind.com. You just heard Gone with the Wind, written by Margaret Mitchell, audio performed by yours truly, Sandra London of LivingGrind.com. They Died True by Pauline Collins and Will You Whisper by Pierce Murphy, as well as New Orleans Swim Team by Toussaint Morisson. Up next, I will do. Wait, where do you go? Maybe it's the fan. Maybe the fan is like blurring my eyes. I'm going to say that that's probably what it is. Okay, next I'm going to do Soudain by Junior. And the call in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Soudain by Junior.
Thank you. I know I've been on it for a while, and now I don't have to go and force a smile. Living life to the max, this is facts. Threw some shit up in the air, and I'ma get it back. Watch your back, I'm coming slowly creeping. Soulful beating, homeboy, don't go and beefing. If you're open with no defense, oh no, popo got us bleeding over motors with no reason. Local hoes, no Mona Lisa, I am frozen, open season. Nuggets up in my brownie, cause the smell would have me busted. As far as quitting weed, me and me haven't discussed it. But crystal encrusted, short on paint, so I dub it. I can vape it out in public, I get paid, she make my budget. Now grab her waist, dip her slow at my place, hitting dro. Eyes are glazed, sitting low, fire blaze in the soul. Just the way a nigga roll, endo placed up in the scroll. It's adjacent to my dome, talking about that shit I know. 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 Power purple piston rope. Talking about that shit I know. 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 Power purple piston rope. Talking about that shit I know. I wanna get as high as NASA. I'm gonna wrap my ass off. Running with the ball, perfect play, yeah, them hats up. Smoking Super Bowls, big championship smoke rings. So for the munchies, dominoes, and buffalo wings. I've been through some shit, so I am immune to most things. It'll cost so simple when you teach yourself to know things. Got a clear shot in my lane, talking bigger crowds. Shit might give you a migraine, trying to figure out. Grab her waist, dip her slow at my place. Hitting dro, eyes are glazed, sitting low. Fire blaze in the soul, just the way a nigga roll. Endo placed up in the scroll, it's adjacent to my dome. Talking about that shit I know. 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 Purple piston rope, talking about that shit I know. 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 Our purple piston rope, talking about that shit I know.
croire que t'es plus gros que t'es. Ils vont faire croire que t'es plus gros que t'es. Ils vont faire croire que t'es plus gros que t'es. Là je suis pas sur cette merde. Ils vont faire croire que t'es juste pas prête. Ils vont faire croire que t'es juste pas prête. Ils vont faire croire que t'es juste pas prête.
Par la tique qui est non familiale, tu m'en oncle, tu m'en as bébé né dans la terre. Quand tu rentres à Regan, puis je rentre dans la corée, ok, c'est pas rapport danser sur le pas tes poignets dans le salon. Ah ouais, dans la tique, par la tique qui est non familiale, tu m'en oncle, tu m'en as bébé né dans la terre. Quand tu rentres à Regan, puis je rentre dans la corée, on y aura pas de Colombia qui va pimper ta chanson.
Les femmes sont belles en sous-vêtements, tel est leur corps qui brille. et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, vas-y lève ton verre si tu le fais à l'ancienne. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, lève mon verre à ma santé, à la tienne. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, vas-y lève ton verre si tu le fais à l'ancienne. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, viens me rejoindre au VIP où les femmes sont belles en son vêtement, tel est leur corps qui brille. VIP, que les femmes sont belles quand elles dansent en tombe. Les femmes sont belles, qu'elles dansent à l'ancienne. C'est qui belle et bien au VIP. Dans le VIP, viens me rejoindre au VIP. Où les femmes sont belles en sous-vêtements, tel est leur corps qui brille. VIP, que les femmes sont belles quand elles dansent en tombe.
Back. You just heard Suda by Junior, That Ish I Know by Henry Smola featuring Kyle Young, and Variette by A La Claire Ensemble, and VIP by Kimaru. With that, I will say good evening and leave you with the outro and one more song, which will be XCIC. Sabine Happer is the artist. And good evening, and I will chat with you all next week on Sunday. Good night.
Now that's better, baby. Why don't we sing a song to help pass the time? Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily.
Corner.